Blog Talk Radio.
And a very warm welcome to all of you. Mike Cavalli here, and joining you and me around the table is the subject of believing in yourself. Now, the great Jack Canfield, a great motivational speaker, said we must retain ourselves to get rid of our fears and self-doubt in order to build self-esteem and self-confidence. Everything you have in your life is a result of your belief in yourself and the belief that it is possible. And so, we can deduct, well, even quantum science agrees that the quality of our thoughts determines our reality. And so, once again, if you find yourself, let's say, being depressed or thinking negative thoughts of helplessness and so on, then you will be attracting more people into your life that will give you the opportunity to have more thoughts of helplessness and so on. Likewise, it will most unlikely be that you'll find a good relationship in this way. This is why I always say with some of the calls that as you change and grow and you become yourself, you're a different person to who you were. So we need to find that vibrational match. So it's not a punishment. It's simply the way things are. Joyful thoughts bring joy. Loving and self-acceptance will bring love into your life and someone who accepts you for who you are. That's why in this transition stage, as I say, we must look for the new and disregard the old. There's no quick fix solution, but the good news is that each and every one of us has the capability of achieving greatness, whatever that means to you. Often, you will have heard me say, build it and they will come. And it seems there is no other way. At some point, when all the planning is done, when we have talked the talk, then we simply have to walk the walk in some shape or form. And this is exciting. Putting your dreams, or to put it another way, putting your plans into action. The so-called scientists used to believe that humans responded to information flowing into the brain from the outside world. But what we now know is that we respond to what the brain, based on previous experience, expects to happen. So, in fact, the mind, not the brain, but the mind can deliver literally everything you want through the power of positive expectation, or the power of certainty, the law of certainty. It can be scary at first to think this way. But you know, I encourage you that you, like me and anyone else, has this wonderful innate ability to conjure up a reality that you really desire. Feel the fear and do it anyway. So it may be that you have to shift your goalposts a little to accommodate where you need to get to and where you are now. That's okay. It's a starting point, and only a starting point. Simply a place to take you where you need to be. This is Mike Cavalli. So, the question is, why should you believe yourself right now when in the past things have not worked out? Well, a simple but good explanation for this would be that you are not the same person now as you were. So, just because you failed at a certain project back then and you wish to restart the project, but have worries or fears about past failures, then please, please, please stop. Please do not have these thoughts, because for sure, guaranteed, you're going to fail. Anyway, another question pops up. What is failure? The great minds failed thousands of tests before reaching success or reaching conclusions that their thousands and thousands of failed tests actually are proven that they are failures and nothing can be done with them. I think Stephen Hawking was the first to admit this. So what is the key? Well, it was Self-belief. Belief that they are achieving, in the very least, something by simply illuminating all the stuff that did not work. We can apply this policy also, but I think there are some perhaps important things we have to ask ourselves, and that is, one of them, the people we have around us. You know, it may sound harsh, but simply because you've known certain people all your life, it doesn't mean that they're there or they should be there for you all your life. But if you have people that are telling you it can't be done, or it can be done, but you're not the one to do it, then it's time to have a little clear out and find a new circle of friends who will accept you for what you are as you accept them for what they are. I'd also like to put this seed into your mind. How many people, friends or family, do you associate with, do not actually like or couldn't care for, but still have an intimate kind of relationship within them? Now, I'm not talking about that one person in the crowd that is in the crowd simply because of another friend. Sure, you don't vibe with them particularly, and you don't particularly like them, but that's okay. They're in the group and you can dance your way around avoiding them on a one-to-one basis. As I'm sure some people might do to me in a crowd. We're not a dollar bill. We can't be liked by everyone. I'm actually talking about, let's say, going for coffee with someone that is a friend, quote unquote, for example, and whatever reason you believe they are a friend. If you actually stop and question yourself about how you feel about them and you find yourself saying, why the hell am I even this person's friend? I just don't like their attitude. Big ego, argumentative, being alpha, always talking about somebody. Well, then, you know, actually, at some point, they're going to be doing the same thing with you. They're going to be talking about you also. Now, this type of relationship can be quite destructive in terms of it absorbs so much of your creative energy, wasting time when you could be having an exciting time with someone you actually like, someone you vibe with. This in turn creates a spark and will get those creative juices all fired up. And so be of no doubt, whoever you're chatting with, when you part company for the day, you should be left about small talk, big talk, business, anything. But it's important that you leave with a feeling of upliftment. Otherwise, this is a sign that something is not right. And again, I'm not saying that if you're talking with a person, they're feeling just down for the day or low for the day, or they're just a bit grumpy for the day. That's fine. We're talking about patterns and consistency. So it is indeed a hard lesson that at some point we all have to learn, myself included. But I think it's worth the risk, for we pass this way just once in this particular lifetime. So I think it's a good idea to reconsider our options and simply do what makes us happy. It is okay to put ourselves first, for if we are not loved, how can we love others or reach our goals if we do not feel our own precious love from within? Excuse me. So, okay, enough said. Let's go straight to the lines. We're going over to New York first, and then we're going to Tennessee. So let's go to New York and connect there. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's Bryn.
Hello, Bryn. How you doing?
Thank you very much for liking my Facebook, my piece of artwork. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
How can we help you today?
I want to see if there's any messages I need to hear or anything that comes through.
Okay, let's see what happens here. I wouldn't use the word they've used, but I'll give it to you. So you're on the treadmill now, and I think they talk about this in an endearing kind of way. You've talked the talk, and now you're beginning to walk the walk, they're telling me. So from this, I assume you've actually started, although very slowly and diligently, you started to put things into action now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of sharing my piece and then concentrating on doing more artwork and, you know, some other activities,
Okay, this is important because without this, it just remains a thank you. It just remains a dream. It's
right.
Nothing. And this isn't my phrase, but it's pie in the sky. But now you're
right.
Actually doing it, okay? And so now you're doing it. Okay, thank you. You feel lighter. You feel okay. They're telling me that that there was something that was bugging you, something that was niggling you. And it got a little bit out of proportion, but now you've started to really find what it is that you want to do, and you're doing this little bit of artwork now. You see, it's changed the energy within you, and so some of these problems now start to get put into perspective, and they're not as great as what, or as big as what you first thought. This is because it's because of the action you're taking. Thank you. You're falling into alignment now with yourself. This is it.
Yeah.
And they're also telling me, boy, this has been a long time coming. You know, right? You know, wow. Okay. We're going back, you know, dream, a desire of yours, but one thing or another has prevented you from progressing and progressing.
Yeah.
I think this might have been family issues or something, but now... Okay, you're finding the way to start and getting it done, and they come through with this you know, good for you. It's high time that you started doing this, and excuse me, you will start to see your confidence grow now quite a lot.
Mm.
But you have to keep going with this. You have to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Keep little by little, keep pushing, because also once if we push too hard inadvertently, we offer resistance when we put in so much work into it and things don't go the way we want them in terms of progress, then we start getting resistance and disappointed, and then the energy sort of breaks down again. So just keep going how you're going, just keep doing what you're doing. Let me see what else is coming through. Oh, before I see what else is coming through, is there something you wanted to add, a comment there or anything?
No, it all seems relevant what you're saying. Yeah.
Right. Hang on. Okay. So yes, more of this. It's okay. It's deserved. You've got your time to do this now, and you're finding a little bit of time to do this for yourself now. Let's see what else is coming through here. There's a little bit of confusion coming here. I'm not picking up from you. This is something else here. Right. Okay. So we're honest. This is actually a very spiritual path for you, and it's okay to earn money from this. This is what's coming through. It's service. Okay. And because some people are a little bit cautious or a bit, you know, unsure about whether it's okay to charge. That's fine. It's the giving and receiving. It's this reciprocal process that is actually very, very important. Okay. I feel also with you that psychic drawings are going to be quite important to your work later on. Is that something you've considered? Because I speak
definitely. I haven't approached it lately, but I have been working on, like, say, I think of a person or I look at a photograph of a person, then I pick up what guides or animal spirits or the aura color is around that person. So I want to get back to that. I've just been doing painting for myself. I mean, you know, the artwork for myself, like the one I posted.
Yeah.
But that's kind of intuitive in a way, but it's a little different than what you're mentioning, which is what I know what you're talking about.
I've just actually had a whisper in my ear, if you like, that have you been aware that these paintings that you've been doing are kind of like automatic writing? You're just put the pen in your hand and awake. Okay, that is the spirit connection. You're actually not thinking about what you're doing. You're just doing it. It's you're just
yeah.
Like,
I just start with a little you know, sort of curve of the pen or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then I start seeing things that will add to it, you know. It's like kind
yeah.
of,
yeah. And this is the connection that you have with spirit. And it's very much like talking. We don't actually think of what we're about to say before we say it, although some of us should actually think about what we say. We just know the words that we're going to use and we say them. And this is what they're telling me. You've got this intuition here. And if you want to develop this, they're saying try using your non-strong hand to be guided want more of it. Okay. And this would be something that's you might like to do. But you've got a bit of a journey there. It's exciting, it's moving forward, and I can sense that within you feel that, you know, okay, they said that don't feel I should have done this a long time ago, because this is your time now. This is the time that you should do it. There's not wasted time or anything like this. Thank you. Have you been a carer of some sort? Because this is what's coming through.
Well, last year, right. You know, I live with my sister here. Last year, we were both taking care of our mother who passed away on April 18th at the age of 98. So yes, it was like from 2015 to last year of April 18th.
Okay.
We're taking care of her. Yeah.
Okay, and you shall be rewarded for this. And I've been given the name Debbie. I think it's Debbie. I think that it's someone in spirit. If you don't know who it is, I'm sure you will once you put the phone down. But the name Debbie come rolling in. So it could be Deborah also, or D. It could be D. But anyway, hang on to it. It will come, I'm sure. And if if you remember it, just drop a note in my Facebook things.
That'd
be great.
Great.
Okay. Good
All right.
stuff.
Well, thank you, Mike. As always, you're fantastic. You're amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you, and we'll catch up sometime soon.
Sure. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Take care.
All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, same to you, Mike. Always.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. We're going over to Tennessee, and then we are going over to Washington State. But first, let's go to Tennessee and see what's going on over there. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Lynn. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. There you are. It's such a lovely, bubbly voice that, you know... No matter how anyone's feeling, as soon as they hear your voice, they have to perk up.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
Well,
how can
I
we
wanted
help
to
you?
Ask. I wanted to ask if you know if you see some good things coming up from now until going into April, and this also involves my mother. A situation concerning my mom. Mm. So,
okay. Well, the first thing that comes through is, and you don't have to answer this, but they're saying, what are you searching for? They show it's like you're searching for something deep within yourself, not physically looking for something in a place, but you're searching for something deep within inside you that you're trying to bring to the surface here. This is a feeling of, hang on, come closer here. I think I know. Look, there's been a kind of battle with yourself recently about, you know, should I put a little bit more into myself, or do I carry on being the good guy for everyone else? And the answer is do both. Don't waste time tormenting yourself with all these ideas about I should be doing more for this person, I should be doing more for just do as and when and as and what you can. This is the thing that comes through for you. It's important that you do this, that you spend a bit of time for yourself here now. Why not? So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it really
yes.
does feel it
yes.
really feels important. It's, you know, okay. So let's have a look here. Something around mum, you were saying, is that correct?
Yes.
Did I hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's see what's going on in and around mum here. Okay. Okay, all right then. Typically, I'm just building up a link here. I feel there are some sort of health issues in and around her at the moment, and it's making her a little
yeah.
bit grumpy. Does that make sense? She made a bit impatient.
Yes,
a little bit.
It does. And you
yeah.
know what I want? What the plan, my plan has been to bring her, you know, closer proximity to me in Tennessee. However,
yep.
there are a couple of people who are wanting her to go to another location.
Right.
And
okay.
so it's kind of like, you know, yeah.
Well,
so,
she does love her
yeah.
family. This is what comes through. And I think if,
yes.
if she moves where other people want her to move, I think she might be a little bit isolated, maybe not so much
exactly.
in terms of
yeah.
physicality, but emotionally. And
exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So, and this would be no good. This would be no good for her.
Right.
And for, thank you. Furthermore, it would be no good for you because you'd be permanently
yes.
worried. So
yeah.
I feel
yes.
at the moment, the thing is to bring her closer to you. It's all thank you. Is that
yes.
your mother also likes her a bit of space. She doesn't want to be mollycoddled
yes.
too much, but she likes
yes.
to know that people are in striking distance of her. So I don't know why I said striking distance. That's something to do with baseball.
Yeah.
Does she like baseball? Is it you that likes baseball?
She likes all of those type of things. Yeah.
She might
yeah.
like it more than what she lets on. But this is the thing here with her. I've got someone in spirit who use their hands a lot when they speak, because I'm starting to use my hands a lot when I speak. I don't know if you know who this is. I feel this is a lady, actually. Really. I've got to sort of slap her to stop me moving my hands about. But unless she had Parkinson's by the shaking, but certainly I'm moving my hands around a lot. So she sort of comes in anyway, but she comes in for you and not
yes,
your mother.
Yeah,
that's
my grandmother.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
She's very supportive
yeah.
of you. And okay, who else is around there here? Because she's very supportive of you and understands you very much. She really sort of
yes.
gets the connection, gets the link with you. And there's someone with the name of Chris or Chrissy as well, something like this, who's here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very foggy, the name that I got, but Chris or Chrissy. So hang on to that and see.
Okay.
That could be our auntie. It was an auntie figure. It's some kind of an auntie relation. So it might not be a physical auntie, but someone who
okay.
had that auntie kind of feel. And the name Chris or Chrissy comes with that. And I think she's talking about her name and not somebody down here on the earth plane. But as I say, I don't want to try and dig too deep into these links because we waste too much time with it. I want to get back to your point. So this is all fine. Is it your mother that likes the horses or someone that likes the horses?
Oh, I love horses.
It's you that loves the horses. Okay.
I love horses, yes.
Right, okay. Because they're just showing me a field of horses, and I don't know if you own horses or whatever, but then if it's you should be around horses a lot more. This will uplift you, inspire you, and I think you connect with horses actually very well. So actually, you know, this sort of message here today, your mum's sort of okay, you know, you do what you got to do for your mother, And there's not much more to say about your mum, actually. You know, she'll go along with it with a little bit of a hoofing and hawing, but she'll go along with it. And you don't have to worry about anything with her around there. It is more to do with yourself, more just to get yourself where you need to be. Because it's just time. They keep saying, you know, don't keep putting this off all the time. But I see a lot of beauty around you. I see you like a lot of nature and all this stuff, and you should be really involved in this a lot more. And look, they're also showing me you messing around with potted plants. So I don't know if you was doing this today, but
wow. Well, my grandmother had, that was her forte. she had lots of potted plants.
Okay. Well, there you are. I think you should have a lot more life in your home at the moment, like this life, you know, even plants, you know, they're actually more valuable than people know in terms of mental and health benefit. So that's the thing there. You've got the all these things to get out and be with the horses if you like the horses. And I think the name Chrissy or Chris is actually around the horses, something to do with the horses. So you know, have a look in it, because that name came in again as soon as I mentioned the horses. So I'm pretty sure it's something to do with that. So yeah, there we are. Was there anything you wanted to ask me?
Well, I just wanted to know, you know, as far as my house, because there was some issues with the other house that I had in mind.
Right.
So, do you have anything, do you see anything as far as like a street or do you have any details or anything concerning the house itself? Or the one that's, that would be more beneficial, would be best for me?
Okay. Let's have a look here. Let's see what we got here. Okay. What I'm being shown here is it looks, I'm not seeing on the inside, but if there's an upstairs, the upstairs would be the loft, as it were. This is what I've been saying. And I see a lot of space around this place. It's not isolated at all. There are other homes in and around the area, but there seems to be a lot of space around. It's a whitish looking building is what they're showing me, a whitish looking building, and it's wider rather than higher, if you see what I mean. So okay, and this is what they're showing me here. Let's have a look. And it's something to do, I think it might be drive that the street is on. There's certainly a DR in there somewhere. So this is what I've been saying. This is a good feeling. This is a feeling of a place that would be good for you. Because I think somebody who lived here before was quite spiritual, and there's a very good energy in there. This is where you might be being directed to. And I don't think this is a million miles away from where you are at the moment, actually. If I'd be honest, it's not far from where you are at the moment. But like I said, just far enough away.
Whoever that is.
Thank you,
Mike.
So that's what they've given me at the moment. So we wait and see how
that unfolds.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate you so
much.
You're
welcome.
Blessings. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's carry on. And let's go to Washington. Washington State, I believe. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Erica.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing today, Erica?
I'm pretty good. I woke up with a headache, though. Yesterday was a little bit rough at work.
Right.
I work with kids at the juvenile detention. It's called Juvie.
Right.
And I heard from the kids that a different coworker, she's a part-time coworker, her name is Benda, was saying a few things about me and how we don't like each other. She was also mentioning another coworker, Galen. And to me, it just sounds like she was poisoning the kids against me to be all rowdy.
Yeah.
And I want to know if that's accurate. I did speak with the supervisor so that he can speak to Brenda, because that shouldn't be occurring. My name or anyone's name should be going around with the kids.
Okay.
So,
Well, you're obviously, what comes through is you're quite a popular person there with the kids. Okay. And this can spark some kind of, a jealousy or whatever amongst other members of the staff. Now, is this person relatively new or
no.
been transferred? Because there's a feeling of new, something
new.
She
came back from maternity leave recently.
Ah, that's what the new bit is then. Okay. So, all right. Look, I feel to a degree something has been said, and I think it's like the Chinese whisper. Somebody else has got hold of it and exaggerated it, and somebody else has heard that and exaggerated it a bit more. So the short answer is, yes, some things were said, but it's just got out of proportion, and she's not actually responsible for the final thing that's been said. It's just got totally exaggerated. But yes, she shouldn't be saying that purely out of professional circumstances and putting thoughts into these kids' mind. Now, you are quite sensitive to all of this, and this would explain why that you're having headaches or nausea or struggling to have a lot of energy, that sort of things, because you're sensitive to it. So you have to make sure that you're closed off to this. And as I've mentioned many times on the show, when you go into work, for example, just picture yourself with a cloak of protection around you, so that keeps your light in. And I've just got the little shivers there, so that's obviously meets with their approval. And also, if you like, you put some mirrors, figuratively speaking, on your cloak facing out, so that whoever sends stuff out to you gets it back. And that's not to cause a spell or anything, but when they start to feel uncomfortable, they will stop doing what they're doing when they start saying things about you. This will easily be resolved. I think this is going to go away very, very quickly. And I don't think you've got anything to worry about with this whatsoever at all. This will just be something that just passes very, very easily. That's what I... Yeah,
I've only been working there for about 3 months, and obviously in the time frame, I've noticed a lot of things that people have been doing wrong or don't do at all, like they're not doing their job properly, I've been pointing that out, and basically also the kids told me, like, basically what you see wrong, just ignore it, because, you know, people are lazy and they're not going to do their job. So that's the way that you, if you ignore it, people are not going to be against you. If you ignore it, people are not going to be hating on you. And that's what I got from the kids. Like, and that's just so wrong.
I was about to say, and that is the problem with you, because you're not like that. If something is wrong, then you have to express it. Thank you. What comes through is you're somebody that really wants to do their job to help these kids, okay? And the other people are doing a job just to get through the day and
get their paycheck.
Yeah, and yes, it's just a paycheck. And with you, it's more than just a paycheck. You have a genuine concern for them. The problem is, when you stick your head out above the water, then there's going to be cushions. Of course, there is
stirring.
The question is, you have to ask yourself, is it worth the risk for you to do this? And secondly, thank you, how can we go about this in a different way? And say things, if you like, or let it be known to the people who it should be known to, without getting yourself in deep water with your colleagues, unless you don't care about your colleagues. It's a very difficult, tricky line that you've got to balance on here. I think you'll find a way in the end, and I think, thank you, the way this will be done is just simply by you being you, and the evidence will come through with the kids.
Yeah. The big boss is looking at cameras now and catching people writing things that they say they do, but they really don't.
Right.
And so he's cracking on things like that. Also, they're going to be firing all the part-time people at my work. And these people I mentioned are part-time. They're going to be hiring 4 full-time females. Do you see them getting one of those opportunities?
One of the ones that they're going to let go, are you referring to?
I know Brenda is interested in a full-time position with the company. I don't think Jalen is, but do you see any of them making it?
I think these would be fresh people. I think they want a little bit of a clear out there. I think these would be fresh people. So, you know, new beginning, so they can keep an eye on people from the off, from the beginning. So there'd be no confusion, no doubt. I think that's what's going to happen. And I think then things will start to change there. But yeah, they want to get rid of the part-time people is not so much financial, but I think they know there's something going on that isn't good. And, you know, also, thank you, make no mistake about this, if they didn't think you were doing your job properly, they would have got rid of you by now also. But I do get a sense of feeling that they do know about your integrity and your professionalism. And this is, I think actually in a kind of roundabout way, you've instigated this change without actually saying anything, you know, to the boss. So, I think this is actually quite, this is synchronicity. This is how it works. And we started off the conversation by saying, should I say anything? And I was saying, just do by actions, and by doing by actions, it will become self-evident. And there is your answer. It's become self-evident from what I can see. So I would just carry on, put your head down, do your work, be polite, let them talk about you. You've got that cloak of protection around you. The evidence is becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. And, you know, especially if cameras are coming in. I'm surprised there wasn't cameras anyway. You know,
there was, but nobody was looking into them.
Right. Okay. No. Well, the camera doesn't lie. And so all the evidence will be there. The only difference is you don't have to worry about the camera because you carry on doing what you're going to do. Others may have to. But I think I'm absolutely sure from what comes through is you don't have anything to worry about there. I think you'll actually go on further with this if it's something you choose. But I think at some point you're going to have a change of career anyway, somewhere down the line. But I do think opportunity for you will come within this organization for you to call it promotion, if
move
you
up.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
To move up. I was just very stressed about the whole situation. Like you said, I am a little bit sensitive. But I also, you know, can pull the claws out and, you know, be feisty.
Of course. And I think, you know, there's an old saying, isn't there? You know, sometimes you've just got to put the hat on and show them who's boss. All right. You know, and that comes from The Wizard of Oz, where you've got to put the old witch's hat on. Or the other quote is, you know, you have to let them know that you've got flying monkeys and you're not afraid to use them. And sometimes, you know, that's what's required, simply because that's the vibrational level of understanding that they can cope with. But for you, put this cloak of protection around you. I think this is so important, and you won't get the headaches and the anxiety and all of that. And there's a lovely feeling coming through from Spirit that that you're doing actually a marvelous job, a better job than what you think you're. Well, I think you know you're doing an incredible job in kind of rehabilitating a lot of these kids. They've got a lot of trust in you, is what coming through. Is there a Jason there, someone Jason in particular, or someone with a J, but there's a Jason?
Well, there's a few with a J, but there is a Jason. He, I had a little issue with him. He's a full-time staff. But he's
okay.
Summered down a little bit.
Okay. Well, there you are. I mean, they bring Jason in really just to let you know that, you know, they are aware, they are following you. You're not alone. You're not doing this job alone. And I guess they just brought a name in, someone like Jason, which is not a very common name, but they've given me that name to give to you to show that that they're behind you, that they're following you. And if you look at your past record with all of this, it's all come and gone and all blown over. You've got incredible amount of protection here because of the work that you, thank you. I don't know if you recognize this or realize it, but this is actually very, very spiritual work at the deepest level. You know, spiritual work doesn't necessarily mean psychic, clairvoyance, mediumship, you know. Getting people from the shadows into the light is one of the greatest spiritual jobs that people do. And you're actually doing this, and you should recognize this, that you're doing this. And I think you do. And that's why I say you're well protected, and, you know, whatever they throw at you, you're going to be protected, and Spirit will make sure that your job is protected for as long as you want it. And that the people in command, in control, will actually recognize that you're actually the good person, as it were. And as you've seen, that this is coming to pass as well. So just keep going, keep going good, keep doing your work. Don't worry about the others. It's something you have to learn that takes time. And then when you get home, go and have a good scream if you have to. Get rid of all that toxic energy. Just get it out there, or go to the gym, have a few punches on the punch ball, whatever. But get rid of it all.
And then
have a little bit of fun after as well. And pat yourself on the back. I think that's most important in the work you do, because it can be, a highly stressful area.
It is. But the kids validated to me that, people are going to be hating because I actually do my job and I point out when they don't. And they said that it's true. It really is true. I let them use the restroom when they want to use the restroom. You know, if they ask, I let them.
Yeah.
Other people just ignore them. And
right,
I'm like,
yeah,
I can't believe that. And
yeah,
so they just were chanting, "We want Erica." Like, they were being them. Basically, you know, they were reassuring that I'm one of the few that really does do their job, and they appreciate that.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. Yeah, and this is what you've got to keep in mind. This is what you've got to hold in your mind. Remember, your priority is for the children or the kids, sorry. The evidence is there. It is self-evident. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You're strong enough to deal with this. I would focus on the work. Pat yourself on the back. Smile and be happy with the other people. And
mm-hmm.
get the ball's in motion now. Let the bosses deal with it. And that'll be good. But as I say, bear in mind, I think somewhere down the line, you're going to have a change of job. Not immediately, maybe by the end of the year or the beginning of the year, but I just sense somewhere there a new opportunity for you. Doing what I don't know. That's not to say that this job is coming to an end. It's just what I'm feeling and what I'm picking up is at some point.
Yeah.
You say
there's
to yourself,
a lot of moving up within the company. There's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, Okay. Yeah. And that might ease your stress a little bit. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. There you go.
Yeah. Because I'm a very happy girl, and
yeah.
you know, like, I'm very grateful. I really
yeah.
like the job as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. And I can hear it in your voice. I can hear in the, you know, the frequency of the words that you say. I can hear sincerity in there, and people pick up on this. There's no question about this. They might not be able to pick up on it consciously, like I'm doing, but subconsciously or unconsciously, they pick up the sincerity and the genuine aspect of you, and we can hear that. Hear that within you, and in the field of work that you're doing, this is something that is essential, because how you treat the other people will be how, when they go out into the world again, will be how they see other people and will behave accordingly to how they've been treated. So, you know, you've got a big responsibility in the sense that It's the energy, the wonderful energy that you're bringing to these people. Society benefits from it, and that can't
mm-hmm.
be underestimated. So pat yourself on the back for doing this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I do hate myself leaving, because I do want to stay there as long as I can.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you're saying I'll move on to something better.
Well, I do see you moving on, and it will be for something better. Now, whether it's within the company or not, I don't know. I just feel that there is an opportunity for you to, an opportunity coming for you that will really allow you to express your ideas, motivations. It could be within the company. It could be in a position of restructuring, reformulating how you see the system, what you can do to improve the system. And when I say the system, I mean the people, the kids that are there, how to make this work better for them so that they can go out in society and be better people. That's where I see your position. It might not be in that firm, but it might be certainly in a community-based type of thing that I see you doing this, because you've got all the attributes to do it for sure. So don't worry about it. No one's pushing you out of this job or your position's threatened. It's just that this is something that I see down the line, and it'd be something that you should embrace, because it allow you to be much more of the person who you really are, which is beginning to shine now, beginning to come through. You're beginning to be more the person that you really are. And I think this is great for you. Because before you go, I'll just say, it's like you was like this when you was a lot younger, say 16, 17, 18, and then something happened and you went within in yourself a little bit, and now you're beginning to express yourself and be who the person you are now. And so we're getting back to who you really are as a person. And that's why I think more opportunities will open up for you. That's all. So don't worry about it. Everything's going to plan for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. You have a good day, and keep me posted on how this is all doing. All righty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye. What a lovely lady. Lovely voice. The energy coming from the voice, the sincerity that's coming from the voice is just really free-flowing. It was lovely. Let's go to Ohio, and you're through to Mike. Hello.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly. How are we doing?
Thank you. I wanted to ask you about relationships.
Aha. Uh-huh. What would you like to know about relationships? That's the question.
Well, I would like to have a long-term one.
Right,
and
okay.
I'm not currently dating anyone.
Okay, so I'm being very cheeky here because the person on the other side is very cheeky. Okay, so why aren't we seeing anyone? Okay, we know why, because we haven't found anyone that's suitable for us. Okay, let's look into this and see what's going on here now with this. Okay, look, okay, deep breath, Mike. Okay, I wonder why they're making me say take a deep breath, Mike. Okay, hold on. Right, this is all coming for you. There needs to be a few things that needs to be just changed in and around yourself. That's all, nothing much. There's a kind of feeling of, come on, give me that word again, please. Oh, damn. There's a kind of feeling of, yes, this is something that I really want. This is something that I really, you know, looking forward to. I'm at that time where I think I'm ready for it, but every time we start to go and really put this in gear, there's part of me that says, put the brakes on. Let's put the brakes on and think about this just a little bit. Now, this is the sort of thing that we've just got to get rid of. Okay. Okay. Because, all right, you are a different person now to back then. They are telling me that at some point, like every single one of us, we had a difficult relationship that ended very awkwardly, if you like, and a lot of bitterness and stuff like this. But you're a different person now, and you're a stronger person now. Thank you, if you believe it. So the question here, first of all, is they're telling me that you slowly started to come out of your... okay, they use the word shell, but you're beginning once again to dare to believe that it is possible for you to be happy and have a full, really fulfilling relationship. So before I go any further, would that make sense to you that you are beginning to believe that this is possible? That's all at the moment. Yep. Okay, this is great. This is the first step, because without that belief, it can never happen. And you'll end up in a relationship again where you will be, what's the word? No, abuse is too strong a word. Where, thank you. It won't be an equal playing field. The relationship won't be equal. You will be the one that's doing the serving, as it were. I use that term loosely, and we don't want that anymore. It's got to be an equal relationship. That's why it's important for you to start to believe that. Now, things will start to open up for you now once you start doing this. Let's talk about a timeline here and see what we can do here. Okay. Okay. Look, I've just been given three. It's 3 months. 3 weeks. I think it's 3 months. Now, this doesn't mean that something's going to happen in 3 months' time. Something could be happening leading up to it. What they mean by this is the energy, the way it's going at the moment, is building up to something looking very possible for you in 3 months' time. We just need to do a little bit more work within yourself here, a little bit more I want to use the word self-loving, but again, I know what this is. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Would you understand when they say it's time for you to not doubt yourself now? Okay. Doubt who you are. Doubt the love that you have inside you, because I know it's in there. I can feel it in there, and you just don't want to release it too much. Would you understand what they're saying there? And it's okay. It's a nice little security thing that we do to protect ourselves. But would you understand that?
I understand that, because the last guy just played with me and teased me, but nothing ever. He didn't want to date me.
Yeah. Okay. So this is why we must never let this happen again. And once you understand your worth, understand your value, and then this will stop. Okay, thank you. They're also telling me, you know, one date doesn't constitute a lifetime. So it's okay to go out with somebody and say, okay, you're not the one for me. And this is important, because it shows that you're not prepared to settle anymore. Okay. And now I know why they say the 3 months, because there's going to be a big growth within you within the next few months. This is simply because you're ready. Okay, they're showing me now. Are you considering going away? Is there a trip that you're considering doing? Yeah, because they just showed me a suitcase just out of the blue here. I think this is going to be wonderful for you. To be away is the way it is. Experience new things, experience new ideas. This is how we, thank you, there it is. Break the habit of being yourself. This is, and this is what you're doing. So please don't rush looking into for a new relationship just yet, because your personality is changing. You're becoming stronger. You're becoming you as you are and not how you've been led to believe who you are. So if we start looking for someone now, we've still got the remnants of the old you, and we might start finding someone that wants to use you again, you know, and not be serious. So just be a bit patient with this a little bit longer. I know you're not going to be alone. I know you're not going to get left on the shelf. And I do see you in a relationship. It just, if we want this to be right, we've just got to wait a bit longer so that we become ourselves once more. So before I say any more, is there something you want to add there just so I can hear your voice and keep the energy going?
I can wait for the best one.
Yeah. Well, that, now you see, that's one of the most beautiful things you can say about yourself. You can wait for the best one. I mean, when we think about what you just said there, it shows the value of yourself. And I think 6 months ago, you might not have even dreamed of saying that. That statement says more about who you are becoming than anything else. And I'd like you, thank you, to just ponder on that when we put the phone down and realize the magnitude of what you said. This is a massive step, a massive leap in self-belief. Okay, self-identity is what they use. Would you understand now that you are beginning to be who you are and not what you've believed you were because of social conditioning, social programming? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I've put up some boundaries with family.
Yep.
And
wonderful. Yeah, okay, this is wonderful. So you can see how much your life has changed now, how much, and of course this causes confusions because people say, oh, what's wrong with her now, going on here? And they'll say, well, you've changed. And you just reply, I know, thank you. and that, that lifts you. This is a journey you're on. This is a path you're on. And I just want to, from the spirit world, encourage you to don't give up on this path and to know that there is someone there for you. Just a little longer to go now in the process of you really 100% believing in yourself, making sure those barriers that you talk about remain there. Okay, and just remaining strong within yourself, and also, okay, it also work. I'm also getting this feeling that now you really want to do some kind of work that you really want to do, and not just for the sake of doing the job. Do you understand that statement? What they're saying there, that there's, you want to do what you want to do now and not just have a paycheck. This is good. Keep thinking it. It's coming. You've got a big change coming in your life with everything going on in and around you. And they've just showed me sports. So I don't know if you do sports or they showed me a sports field, but there's something in and around you with sports. It would be good because they're showing a happy feeling around this. So just take that on board. All these things that you're doing to make yourself happy, keep doing them. You'll realize your own personality 100% pretty soon, and there won't be anything to stop you. So you've got a great time ahead of you. providing you just keep believing in yourself, and I know you will now. So that's what I have for you, if that
Thank
helps
you.
Yeah? Okay. All right, then. Well, was there anything else that you wanted to ask me before you go?
So instead of transferring my current paid job to a different location, will I be doing my energy work instead?
Okay, well, look, I think you've been working with energy inadvertently for many, many years, okay?
Yes.
And now it's coming to the forefront, and this is probably, thank you, now this is why you're probably becoming a stronger person, because you're using it more to the forefront. At the moment, I see you sort of pretty much staying where you are, but I think as you grow stronger and stronger, you might want to move on, because I feel that you're going to be so self-confident that, you know, say moving somewhere where you're relatively new and you don't know anyone won't bother you, whether it's, you know, because you want to move there or you've just got to go somewhere for 3 weeks or 4 weeks and live in that solitude. And I was about to say isolation, but they said solitude because I think this would be good for you. So the thing with you is to, okay, not overthink it again. Okay, we're getting back to the overthinking.
Yeah.
Don't overthink things. Just roll with it. Feel it. If it's good, go with it. If it doesn't feel good, don't try and work out why. Just don't do it. And this will be best served for you. So that's what they have for you. I think you know a lot
okay.
of this. Anyway, you just needed it reaffirmed. By them, so yeah, there you are. Well, I wish you luck
Thank
with all
you.
Of that. Okay, you have a good day, and I like at some point you can give me an update on what's going on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye now. Bye
bye. Bye.
Well, we've just about run out of time on today's show, and once again, I do apologize if you couldn't get through. The clock simply beat us, yet again, as it always does. Still, much of the advice that's come through from Spirit, I'm sure you will resonate with in one shape or form or another, and be able to take away something that at least make you think, at least help you get the ball rolling. In the meantime, this is Mike Cavalli wishing you peace, joy, love, laughter and light, and I'll be back real soon with another show, a new topic, and I wish you all a great week ahead. Bye bye for now.